Hi, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about the H-1B. H-1B visa is one of the most sought visa in the United States. It allows many people who are eligible under specialty occupation to come to the United States. And it seems like some people don't know about it, especially people coming from other countries and India and Pakistan. They are not very familiar with how the system works. First of all, in order for you to get an H-1B, the first step is to have an employer to file for the petition for you. You cannot file an H-1B on your own. Once you get the employer, you have to qualify under what we call a specialty occupation. Not all the occupations qualify under that. Mostly you will see computer engineers, not all areas, and also doctors, lawyers, and professions which are as a specialty. You might be able to get an H-1B visa. What are the steps? First step, the application is done with the USCIS, and if it is under H-1B cap, unfortunately there's a lottery. The next step is basically once you finish the application, you make it to the lottery, then they will assess the case and they will approve or deny the case. If the case is approved, there's a receipt approval notice 797 is going to be issued. If you are already inside the United States, an I-94 will also be issued, especially if you can shift from one visa to another. That depends on the visa you want. For example, if you're on a student visa status, you will be able to shift to the H-1B, which kicks in actually in October 1st. And H-1B can be applied only on April 1st of the year, and usually the quota of 65,000 for regular H-1Bs, and for masters there's 20,000 extra masters inside the United States. Not all masters do qualify also, but if you get in, then the next step is either you will have a change of status moving on October 1st automatically to H-1B. Or if you are outside the United States, then the next step is to actually go for a consular processing. And the steps for consular processing, they will ask for a photograph of each applicant. For your spouses and your children, they will be eligible if they are under 21 for the children for an H-4 visa. And once you get the passport photograph, you will have to complete the form DS-160, and that can be completed on the Department of State website, and you will have to pay the H-1B application fee. And once you do that, they will schedule an appointment with the U.S. consulate where they will do a biometrics, and also where they will be questioning you about your H-1B. If the H-1B company is pretty good, the questioning is usually less, and they will also question about you. And once if they are satisfied, they will issue what we call an H-1B stamp on your passport. And after you get the stamp, then it's good. You are going to be admitted, hopefully, to the United States. Caveat there, although you get a stamp on your passport, there's no guarantee of entering the United States. Once you get the stamp, you come at the airport, and again, a CBP officer, a Customs Border Patrol officer, is satisfied with your paperwork and satisfied with their interview. They will ultimately give you a 994 at the airport. Now it's done electronically, and then you will be entering on an H-1B. And of course, you have to maintain that H-1B, but that's beyond the scope of this podcast. The main idea was to give you an overview of the H-1B visa. For those who need help under H-1B, feel free to call 510-742-5887. Anything we're telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you from emilohub.com.